You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee's streetcar workers have unionized. TransDev is the company that operates the hop. Employees there have voted to join the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998. The union now represents 26 of those workers, including operators, maintenance staff, supervisors, and dispatchers. A woman in West Dallas was assaulted and police want help finding a suspect. On Tuesday afternoon, the sexual assault happened when a suspect entered a woman's home as she was unloading groceries. The suspect began touching the woman after asking for directions. He took off when the victim called for help. An image of that suspect is on the West Dallas PD's social media page. Add lead to the list of problems at MPS. An investigation by the Milwaukee Health Department has uncovered lead exposure exceeding allowable standards in several MPS schools. The probe was started after some students were found to have had high blood lead levels. The health department says they're working with the district to implement new cleaning standards. If you're heading up north, they'll be waiting for you. Lisa Hale is on the water.
Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in northeast Wisconsin Saturday. Last year's season wasn't that good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and some sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions before going out on the ice. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. And while some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice, which is sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle, head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, if you're looking for a comedy movie, there isn't a bunch that catch my eye right now. But I watch You're Cordially Invited with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon on Amazon Prime. If you're looking for a movie to just make you laugh, this is definitely it. Will Ferrell plays an overbearing dad, Jim, that wants to give his daughter, Jenny, the wedding of her dreams. Which is the same for Reese Witherspoon, Margot, who is overconsumed by her job, but wants to give her sister a beautiful wedding. Only thing is, the venue gets double booked, and Jim and Margaret fight over the beautiful island venue. Jim and Margaret try to sabotage each other's weddings. Little do they know how much they are hurting their loved ones. I mean, Jim even wrestles a gator in his bed. Don't ask me why this is in the film. This film isn't scoring that well on Rotten Tomato as it's getting 49% critic score and a 36% audience score. But if you're just in the mood for some laughs, this movie will definitely do that. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 23. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow. We may get an inch, possibly a little more than that, before everything ends late tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.